first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Pubcast.
Take two.
Show number 73. It's not actually take two, it's take three. I buggered up the intro to start off with.
You might nearly set us alight.
With a cigarette, and then Dan Silver's just turned up, phoned me, and ruined the recording that we did start. So it is take three.
Right.
Hello. So we're here now. Yeah, Dan Silver is here. Michael Coxon is still here. He's having hot dogs when he leaves us.
Yeah,
I am.
Sean Miller is here. He's going to watch a band.
Yep.
Do 50s classics. Yeah, is that true?
Right. Well, our own version. So anyway, let's go.
Yeah, let's move on. We don't want version.
No
four.
One's interested in that.
Stuart Hoare is with me, and I am Jim Staples. We usually start off with our performance of the week, but we're going to scrap all that. We are going to scrap all that.
Controversial.
Stuart Hoare. QPR.
Well, how about that then?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, amazing, mate. Really good.
13 minutes left, is that right?
There was 13 minutes
13
left,
minutes
yeah.
to go. You're 2-0 down at Liverpool.
Quartes, yeah. Like that.
Their centre back has scored an overhead kick.
Yeah. It was nice, wasn't it?
It was good.
You could have lost for that quite happily.
It was Travis Sinclair ass.
Well,
it was even at the right end.
Yeah. It was at the right end, yeah.
Yeah, it was at the right end, which is always a bonus. But you must have tuned it down. Did you consider leaving? I know you're quite a fickle fan.
Yep.
As you won't mind me saying.
No, certainly not.
Well, you thought about it, did you leave?
I thought about it because I was with a couple of mates. I thought, you know what? Let's stick it out. A couple of beers after the game, maybe. And then when the first one went, I was like, yeah, fair enough. They looked like they're that bothered. And then the second, I was like.
First one was a Sean Derry header who hasn't scored since about 1994.
Six years, I think, since his last.
The last time he hit the target is when he booted the ball at Harry Redknapp.
Yeah.
Quite possibly, yeah.
Was that him?
Yeah, that was him.
What, playing for who?
Playing for Portsmouth.
I didn't know that.
That's why he's in the fucking reserves.
Yeah, I remember the clip you're talking about, but I did not know that. The other good thing, I was watching the Chelsea game last night. It went over to Sky Sports News to watch the goals coming in. When you scored the winner, the look on Phil Thompson's face was absolute genius.
It's on YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah.
He is so unhappy.
We'll have to dig that out and put it on the site.
Stu Hoare seriously right now. And I can't normally take him seriously, but he looks like the Bionic Man.
Yes, he does like that.
Out of his head.
I thought he looked more like Mickey Mouse.
He does like a bit of the old headphone look, it's got to be honest.
Pete's fried Dre as well.
It's pretty gangster. It's pretty cool.
Good friends with Dre, aren't you?
Yeah, best friend.
You were on 2001, weren't you? You guested on What's the Difference?
Yeah.
That was Eminem, sorry.
Right, we will move on to our regular start. Sean Miller, outstanding performance of the week since our last show.
QPR, surely.
Is there any point in this? Because it's got to be QPR.
Yeah.
Alright, okay, give me a reason why it's not QPR.
There's a couple of reasons. Forrest scoring 7 away at Leeds. McCleary getting 4 in that game, including 3 in 15 minutes. Athletic Bilbao tearing United apart.
That was ages ago.
Yeah.
We're top of the league now.
Alright.
I'll go with mine then. I actually think since we did the last show, we did it on the eve of the Chelsea game.
Yeah.
Their performance against Napoli to win 4-1 was it's absolutely outstanding to pull that
still
out of there.
Good.
For me it was. That was my performance of the.
I've got a different one. Steve Keane.
Yeah. I think, to be fair, that's over a number of weeks, Steve Keane, really, hasn't he?
I think against Sunderland.
I think it's more
Yakubu,
to be fair.
Well, feed the yard. But, I mean, I'm no fan of Steve Keane. I'm no fan of what's gone on at Blackburn over the last 18 months. But to stick through all the stick he's got, some of it deserved, some of it undeserved.
Stick through all the stick he's got.
You are a wordsman.
You are a wordsman.
I've got a thesaurus, but I've only
Stand
read
back.
One page.
He has his words.
I've only read one page of it so far.
So you'll go for Steve Keane.
Steve Keane,
not Blackburn as a team, Steve Keane.
Well, I think Steve Keane deserves extra credit for everything he's been through. He's stuck by that
everything
team.
Everything he's been through. What's he been through?
Pay your
eyes. The abuse that he's got off the terraces, the death threats, not being able to show his face in Blackburn.
I thought he might have got abused as a young man or something. All that everything he's been through.
That's not nice.
Well, I don't think he's ginger, do you? He shaved his head because he was a position of authority.
He's Scottish.
To do. Yeah.
True.
No, I think Blackburn have done very well. Up until last night, they were outside the bottom three as well, weren't they?
They still are, yeah.
So it's the bottom three now is Wolves, Wigan, Bolton, correct?
Yes.
We'll move on to that
got
in a bit.
Game in hand.
They have indeed. Yeah, as have Wigan and Wolves themselves, no?
No, Wigan and Wolves.
Last night,
no, they've played.
Wolves played at the weekend in a game at Molineux where they basically bent over.
Yeah. Well, it's bizarre that Wolves, the only points Wolves have picked up under Terry Connor, is it?
Yeah.
Was away at Newcastle where they were 2-0 down. And they got it back to 2-2.
I feel sorry for Terry Connor because he clearly didn't really want to be a manager.
You're a man of compassion this week.
Yeah.
Just crap football managers. Thompson, just go around and cuddle them.
Well, I'm going to talk about Harry Bassett in a minute, but Terry Connor, it's like kicking a puppy. You see his post-match interviews, he's clearly not up to the job. He knows it. He didn't really want it.
It's a good job they sacked Mick McCarthy, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's a wise move. It's not a job for an inexperienced man.
No, exactly. It's bloody ridiculous, but anyway.
Does us a favour.
Stu, you're going to say Spurs, I presume. Sorry, QPR, I presume.
I certainly am, yeah, Spurs.
Sorry, slipping the tongue there. Actually, Spurs got a point. That's got to be worth something.
He'll need waiters up.
Did you watch any of the game at all?
Which one?
Spurs last night. Moody last internet night. Channel, no?
No, I was out last night.
Apparently, they did quite well.
No, yeah. Actually, no, do you know what? You don't like something about Spurs. They had 24 shots. I looked at this when I got home. 24 shots, 18 on target. To Stoke, 6 shots, 2 on target.
18 on target,
24 shots. No wonder he looked so pissed.
It was ridiculous. Like,
sorry, ignore it.
No,
that is awful.
Ignore it. Absolutely.
They were worse than that joke.
70% possession. Like, absolutely dominated the entire game.
Keep ball doesn't win you a game.
No, can't put the ball in the back of the net. Which is what I can't believe I'm doing it, associating it with. But the whole problem with Arsenal at the beginning of the season.
With Arsenal now, though, is there, mate? Mind that gap and
I'll
all that jazz.
I'll tell you something. Before you know it, Harry Redknapp will be touting himself around for the Wolves job, the way he's going. Yeah, I've always wanted Mage Wolves. I love him on here.
Bit of nice colour on him. Right, FA Cup. The games that were played, Everton 1, Sunderland 1, Liverpool 2, Stoke 1, Chelsea 5, Leicester 2. The 5-2.
Let's talk about for Maurice. Let's do it because it's been so big. I think we should talk about it and then
I think performance of the since our last show could have gone to the four cardio specialists, Dr. Sam.
No, it was a Spurs fan.
I was going to mention him last. He cut me off.
Well,
it doesn't matter who he was. He helped save Dr. Andrew, whoever it was, deserves credit.
That's what I mean. I love the fact that the stewards or whoever it is have just let him go. He's got, look, get out of the way. I'm a heart specialist. Let me on that pitch, and they've gone go for it, lad. And the whole thing is.
It's lucky you weren't there. If you said you were a heart specialist, you'd have just given some updates about Melbourne. He was just a Spurs fan, wasn't he? Just going to be at the game.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole story, touch wood, as far as we know at this moment, is lovely.
Yeah.
In the sense that everything has gone.
They don't know if he's going to be able to play again or anything like that. I know that's just a complete afterthought. Yeah.
But the way everything's gone, the whole talk of how it's united all of football and he's the recovery that he's made and the
what
way it was handled.
What is crazy is how long he was actually clinically
78
minutes without his heart.
Technically dead in 78 minutes. Unbelievable. 76. I
mean, it's in some ways it's probably a good thing that they were playing it at Spurs because
so
the specialists
is
where they would have had to get him to eventually, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's tragic, but it's really heartwarming at the same time.
It was, it's all written and it has brought everyone together. One thing that I did think was strange, there's a lot of clubs, I went to a Gillingham game on Tuesday night, Gillingham included, did a minute's applause before a game.
Yeah, we did.
Everyone did.
But no, that is strange.
I'm not very comfortable with that.
No, it's
that
like the guy's alive.
Yeah. I mean, it's great to celebrate but and show support. I think the T-shirts that players are wearing, I mean, Real Madrid, Barcelona wearing them. But to give a minute's applause, it did make me feel uncomfortable because the lad's recovering.
Yeah.
Hopefully recovering.
I just think it's a way of showing that.
I understand the sort of clapping
to show the sort of, I don't know, the come on, keep going for Breeze, keep going. That's what I mean.
I mean, that's what it would be.
The way it was done, though,
it was done like when somebody's died. It wasn't done in the come on, let's make some noise for Breeze Mwamba. It was let's give a minute's applause. And everyone looked solemn. you want to see a bit of drive. Yeah, okay,
so I didn't actually see that, because for me, for hearing about it, it was the idea. Yeah. Like, so yeah. You're clapping like, come on, lad.
No,
like,
when I Jill's game, it was just exactly like a minute's applause for someone that had passed away.
That is weird. I could understand it more if it was a rallying cry, if you know what I mean. But anyway,
he's doing all right on his own, to be fair, doesn't he?
I'm loving some of the quotes that have come out of the first thing he said.
He wanted to know what the score was.
Did we lose? And then it was, why'd the game get called off? Where's Josh? Like, his son is lovely.
I think he said, why did Owen Coyle pick Kevin Davis again?
That must have been, if you were in that crowd at White Lane, it must have been very strange, very surreal.
Do you know what?
Because it went deathly silent.
Yeah.
Obviously, probably wrong words to use or whatever, but after a few seconds, they obviously realise when they start pumping the heart and stuff like that, shit, you wouldn't really know what to look at and what to do.
I don't know anyone that was at the game, but I didn't even, I've got ESPN, annoyingly. My old man was watching the game. I spoke to him Monday night.
Yeah.
So, 48 hours later. And he said, and my old man's a miserable git, right? I don't even think he's got very many emotions. But he said to me, well,
take it, he doesn't listen.
No, definitely not. He didn't give a shit about me. He said to me on the phone, he was watching it, and he said he still felt, 20 hours later, still felt a bit emotional, a bit choked up about it, because it was really, even watching it on TV, he said that, I mean, especially the way, I think it was Kevin Keegan, all that, and I had to keep sort of the programme going, because they still had the footage, and you could see that he was visibly shaken. He said the whole thing was so emotional and so touching.
The clips on YouTube, I was away at the weekend, so I didn't see it at all. The clips on YouTube evoked that emotion as well. I watched it on YouTube, and it was just like a very strange thing to watch. But
again, I'm not comfortable with all the clips that have been on YouTube showing the footage.
All I watched was the ESPN live footage, so they don't show anything.
There's a degree that, yes, people want to see what's going on, but at the same time, it's a bit morbid. I know a lot of people have been looking up Fabrice Muamba collapse just to see the moment.
Believe me, mate, there's a lot more work. There's a lot worse things people will look at on the internet.
Yeah, like Chalisa. That's a rubbish blowjob.
Was it?
Yeah.
I heard it was rubbish. Didn't you just give it a little tongue licking or something?
Are you going to make any money from selling that video?
No, unfortunately.
There we go.
And my MC career is right down the pan. So Spurs part is playing on Tuesday, I believe, as well, isn't it?
Rescheduled. I think draw a line on it for this podcast anyway, for the moment. Good luck, and all the best to Fabrice. Yeah.
Definitely.
Let's hope he gets better.
Echoing that. Everton 1, Sunderland 1. You've got to favour Sunderland there for the return league, but personally, I hope Everton go through because of the semi-final.
The thought of, sorry, go on, Stu.
Sunderland. I want Sunderland to I want them to take it really seriously.
Scousers are the new thing for Stewie. He hates Scousers.
Okay. Do you just want to see that fan from Sunderland with the dog that was at Loftus
Road? No, we've got them Saturday, so hopefully we can team against us and then they take the FA Cup seriously.
I just think the goal for Everton to know that they've got a Merseyside derby in the semi-final, that will drive them on, sure.
And you would hope for Moyes. Yeah. His 10th,
Liverpool went through against Stoke. Chelsea obviously went through against Leicester.
Stuart Downing scoring his first goal for Liverpool.
Yeah.
Well, apart from one in the league.
He set one up as well. I think he set both Liverpool goals up last night as well. Didn't ultimately matter a jot, but Chelsea 5, Leicester 2, Torres scores.
Scores
when he wants. The guys are at one leg on the cup, sent us their latest blog over. They quite enjoyed themselves, it looked like. They had a good old ding-dong time. Go on the website and have a look at that, and you can also follow those guys at one leg on the cup. They've got themselves semi-final and final tickets sorted as well, so they're going to enjoy that. But they were there. I think they were thinking about getting T-shirts printed. Johnny the Rhino only quite a big T-shirt printed, but I was there when Torres scores.
Especially made.
We could get a bedspread printed.
Well, Tony said. Tony said on his blog, he's a big guy. He's going to be.
Lad.
They've been in London a lot recently, and they're coming back twice at least. Yeah, that was Michael Coxon, that one, Rhino.
That's fine by me. They've met Jim Ross, the Northwich Vicks chairman. They've had the fans. They're fine by me.
Oh, don't try and bring it. Oh, I'm sure
they might be fine by you. It's whether you're fine by that. His name's Johnny the Rhino, and you've just mugged him off.
He's not. He didn't used to be in Gladiators in the 90s, did he?
No, that would be good. Sean just spat some beer back into his glass.
You
lovely.
Talk about Rhino from Gladiators. Sean goes mad.
He's had a bad experience of Rhino.
He's still got it in his mouth. Come on, swallow.
That's what she said. Yeah, so they've been about getting T-shirts drawn up. Tony actually mentioned as well that like it was one of those moments where were you when JFK got shot, where were you in 9/11, and where were you when Torres scored a goal. But he knows what to do now. He said to Di Matteo, didn't he, after the game, I know how to score goals now, just to play Leicester every week. Then he's sorted, didn't he? He's absolutely fine. So the semi-final matchups could be, and your thoughts on this, could be Liverpool to Everton on a Saturday, Spurs Chelsea on the Sunday.
That's not a bad little one.
And obviously, I know the story behind Mbemba and stuff, people might sort of think, oh, Bolton would be nice for them to go through. Personally, I don't. I think that would be amazing. Liverpool Everton, Spurs Chelsea.
I'll tell you something, though. Liverpool Everton, it's happening on the Saturday because obviously Liverpool won't play on the Anniversary of Hills.
Yeah.
But on the 14th, when they're playing, is also the Grand National in Liverpool.
Oh dear! So they'll probably move that into the Sunday, won't they?
They won't move the race.
No, I know they're not going to move the race. They won't move the football.
Liverpool won't play on the Anniversary of Hillsborough.
Yeah, they won't. So you're going to have the Grand National and Liverpool Everton all happening on that Saturday.
I would not want to go out in Liverpool. Like
Stuart, that's like a dream for you, isn't it? All those Scousers in one place.
Fantastic.
Good contributions, Stu.
No, just a sporting arena. Scousers within a sporting arena.
They're all right.
Yeah, they're all right.
What's the issue with
They're all right.
Yeah. It's just a lot of Cockney fans. A lot of Cockney fans. For Liverpool, anyway.
Right, okay.
Oh, we're going to move on.
I hate clubs that have loads of Cockney fans.
Yeah. Man United fan, Michael Coxon, thank you very much. You didn't have a number 73 fat for us at the start of the show, no?
I thought that was your job. I was just jumping in last week.
Well, I did have one, yeah.
1973, my mum starred on Top of the Pops with Pants People.
Is that true?
That is true.
That's amazing. Give me a pen. I'm going to stab it in your eye. This is the football podcast. We don't care about Pants People.
I'm going to look up some videos of Pants People.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, definitely do. Also, number 73. 1973 is the birth dates of, get this, Roberto Ayala, JJ Okocha, Roberto Carlos, Ray Parlour, and Ryan Giggs.
Oh, wait.
So Giggs was born in the same year as Ray Parlour. How long does it seem since Ray Parlour stopped playing
football?
How fat
is Ray Parlour now?
I haven't seen him in a while.
You're thinking about Sally Gunnell. Or Charlie Dimmock.
Charlie Dimmock.
They all look the same. 1973 is also a rubbish song by James Blunt.
73.
All of his songs are rubbish.
No, that's a good song.
You'll have to be more specific.
You're thinking of a different song.
73, that is a good song. 74. Is that about
it's
Spurs?
Not by James Blunt.
No. Definitely. No, probably not, because it was probably from 1973. Alright, we'll move on. It was 2 seconds in League Two.
Yeah.
Last week, Burton and Macclesfield, Paul Pesky Cellino. Oh, don't like
Karen.
Him.
I don't like him.
Okay, you don't like him either, yeah. Also Karen Brady's husband.
Yeah, exactly.
They lost six games in a row, so they got
I really hope that the Burton chairman said, you're fired. Really hope.
He probably didn't. They lost six games in a row. So that's why he went out. And also Gary Simpson at Macclesfield, they didn't win in 16. So it's replaced by Brian Horton as well.
So sensible sackings then.
Yeah.
For a change.
I think so, yeah. Although Pesky Cellino did quite a good job at Burton, but I don't think they were going to push on anymore. But from my own point of view, Gillingham are playing both teams in the next couple of weeks as well, so that should be quite interesting.
Rolling the cigarette.
Right, a couple of questions for you out to the guys. Newcastle United, are they good as their league position suggests?
Yeah.
That was tweeted in by Michael
Dave.
No, it wasn't Michael. Someone. Sorry, Michael, whoever it was. Yeah. So you think they are?
I think they are, yeah.
If you look at their team, they've got like Vukic on the bench and players like that that have been failures in the championship on loan side.
It's not about what you've got on paper though. Yeah. They're playing well as a team. They've got some top quality players.
So
like
you're putting,
Kibai,
that, putting it down to Pardew.
I think Pardew's done a great job under the circus. I see rubbish managers, I love them.
Sort has just walked into the pub, by the way.
Where are we looking?
Brunette.
Oh yeah, I saw her.
Brunette. No, she's going in the door now. Absolutely.
So yeah, goodbye, Tiote.
I've got a bloom for her later, so that might be quite interesting. Yeah, right.
No, I think they're doing very well. Yeah. I think they've got a good squad, they've got a good manager.
I just keep thinking
starting 11 are quality. You've got the two Senegalese up front, Cisse and Bar, both great. Tim Krul in gold, fantastic.
What a story, but that half volley from Cisse the other day.
Yeah. Did you know, exactly. When Cisse first joined, he was really worried about his first game. And Tim Krul went up to him and was like really nice to him. That's why he scored his debut goal. So, gotta be cruel to be kind. That was on the spot, Cox. You're a comedian. You can't do that.
I was gonna say, how long did it take Tim Krul to go up to him? But that's just a reference to his time wasting antics.
Jeez.
It's not a poor pun.
It's
Yeah. And we're going to move on.
Moving on.
Chelsea as well. I seriously think. Last night, I know they were winning. They ended up not getting up there. I seriously think they're going to make top four, possibly top three. The way Spurs are going,
I'm a little bit worried. I'm a little bit worried.
To be honest, getting a point last night was a big thing because you did actually need a point. I know it was on a great result on paper, but you needed a point. Yeah. But I seriously think Arsenal could still falter, I believe. But I think Chelsea will do. Where's the game at on Sunday?
The Bridge.
At Pitt. Yeah. So if Chelsea win that, they are banging there.
They're 2 points behind us. They're 5 points behind us at the moment.
And Arsenal got Villa at home, I believe, as well.
We've got a decent little run after that. But I don't know. I'm a little bit worried. I mean, Adebayor's been out for a couple of weeks now. Lennon's been back out, but he's coming back. I wish Bale would just play on the left hand side.
Going back to Chelsea, so you don't finish Spurs and Arsenal will take the top four?
I'm more just interested in what will happen at Chelsea when the smoke clears.
I'll have that one.
I had that down later.
I saw it on there, that's what reminded me.
So yeah, basically you let off the smoke.
I can't believe
that. How has that guy been bringing in a bloody rifle and shooting someone
because Jacob Malice is worse than actually
exactly, that's the difference. And the guy that Malice didn't bring the thing in, did he? The other guy got suspended or something.
Other kid got suspended for actually bringing it in, and he's the one that got done for actually letting
it
off.
Sounds like school, doesn't it?
It's brilliant. I quite like it. It's just full of banter.
He's already at Burnley, isn't he?
Did anyone else watch the game last night as well, the Man City game? And did anyone notice after the game, basically Chelsea were the first team to beat Man City this season, and they beat them in like September, and I remember the game, it was on Sky, and when they beat them on a Sunday, they played that madness and last night Oasis has always played after Man City games, they play roll with it and they lose and something else if they win. Last night they put on madness.
I was thinking that
just to take the piss. But I quite liked it because Chelsea always do that.
I was out last night and my housemate, who's a massive Chelsea fan,
poor lad,
texted me saying, can you record the game?
You say massive, he's as big as Johnny the Rhino.
No, he's not that big.
So I won't insult him if he is.
No, he's not massive, but hey, so he was out as well. I've come back about 11 o'clock and he's come in. Obviously I know what the score is. Check the scores. He's watched it. It's about 20 minutes in. He's watched it and enjoyed that. Yeah, he's gone, don't tell him the score, whatever you do. And I was alright, kept an absolute poker face, sat and watched the game with him anyway, just because I knew that,
especially the fact that it
was so much fun. Especially because they went 1-0 up.
He's thinking
alright. And the poor lad is that he went from exuberant to devastated in the space of about 20 minutes. It was brilliant fun.
Whilst we're talking about one of your mates, your Southampton mate's gone a bit quiet. Miles, whatever his name is, Moshny.
He's
been banned from the club.
No.
Find out. Getting a scoop on this for next week.
I will.
I read on BBC today. I've read an article about because Gillingham have signed a player on loan that was on trial at Southend.
And they've also signed a QPR striker.
That's the one I'm talking about, Rowan Vine.
I really wish
they could record Stu's face.
Well, Stu texts me saying, you've signed our player Rowan Vine on emergency loan. What's the fucking emergency? He's wank. That was his exact text to me.
But they've also signed
Premier League to League Two, though. I've got a bit of hope for it.
I've just retweeted it, and Matt has obviously got really excited about it. They've just signed Freddie Eastwood
back really alone.
He's well chuffed about that.
That is a good signing, but it doesn't often work when you go back to a team like that.
Where's he been?
Wolves.
So he's pretty chuffed about that.
But find out about your man, because he's been banned. So I want to find out. I want to find out what's going on. So next week, give us an update on that.
Will do.
Right, we'll move on. Predictions wise for the Chelsea Napoli game, no one come up with 4-1.
No one did.
I wasn't here, but I was going to say.
I bet you were.
I was going to say 2-1 to Chelsea, really.
But I quite like that. We're going to do some more.
After 90 minutes, Stu Hall was right. Because you said 3-1, didn't you?
I said 2-0.
2-0, yeah, no one was right. I listened to it back. Don't believe so. We'll do Chelsea Spurs for the weekend.
Right.
Sean, Chelsea Spurs.
2-0.
2-0 Chelsea.
Oh, you git.
And I still don't think they'll get into the Champions League.
Stu?
0-0.
0-0?
0-0?
They're both boring.
Dan, I presume you're going to go Spurs.
No, I'm going to go 1-1.
1-1, yeah?
And that's my genuine prediction. That's not much of what I hope happens.
I'm going to go 2-1 Chelsea. If anyone gets a spot on, there'll be a prize. There you go.
Excellent.
Giving out prizes. Well, I probably won't have to give out prizes, let's be honest.
Nope.
Right. The bottom three at the moment stands as Wolves, Wigan, Bolton. Is that correct?
And just above them is QPR and then Blackburn.
Yeah. Out of those, who is your one guaranteed to go down? At the moment, I'd say Wolves.
It's got to be Wolves.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't think they're going to change the manager either.
No.
That was another question that was sent in. So we're unanimous Wolves.
Yeah, I think Wigan have been bottom for so long, but I've seen them play.
To be honest,
they get out of it every single year.
Yeah. Last night, if you'd lost like 3-0, as it looking might happen, 2-0, 3-0.
I'd have been good night, Vienna.
You've got a horrendous run of fixtures, haven't you?
Yeah, I probably would have put you right at the bottom.
A lot of them have got more important things to play for. League positions are pretty much done this year.
Okay.
So when we're playing the Tottenham, the Chelsea, they're looking at different things. So yeah. If they play weakened teams. I don't know, mate. Hopefully they'll sort of look a bit like this.
It was a massive win though for Blackburn the other day, as you rightly pointed out. I was going to mention that if you hadn't. A massive win. And it sounded like the atmosphere was a little bit better than it has been as well. And they might be getting behind the players a little bit more. So we'll see. One other thing. Jerome's not here, but we wanted an Aston Villa reserves update.
We did.
Very happy. He emailed me earlier on. They're still top by 7 points.
Brilliant.
With a game in hand, and they're playing Man United away tonight.
Ooh.
So that's why he's not here. He's gone back. He's going to make his way up to Carrington or wherever they play. Don't know where Old Trafford.
He's not happy
at Carrington.
No, he's not actually going to go down, but he might well do because he likes the reserves team more than he likes the first team. One other bit of news for me before I open it out. I was playing FIFA the other day. Played as River Plate and I had David Trezeguet up front.
Just signed him.
Yeah, they signed him from. He went to Dubai.
That's right.
And then he cancelled his contract and said that he didn't like the game out there, wasn't doing it for anything other than money. And
it's not going to be much cooler in River Plate, is it?
Taking a massive pay cut. He's playing for River Plate. He's a boyhood fan.
He was raised in Argentina. His dad's Argentinian.
Well, he was kind of raised in Argentina. He was born in France because his dad was playing out there and he spent a lot of his youth in Argentina. Yeah. So I think half-half. But I did not know that at all.
Yeah.
So fair play to David Trezeguet, tip of the hat there. Right, any other news?
Well, I've got a few lovely stories this week.
Before you start, Dan's finally paid his £10 note.
Thank you very much.
Well done on that.
When are we getting the drink that was brought out with a joint £10 note that's left? What, about £2 between us?
That's true as well. We'll get that next week. We'll go back to our home.
The Northerner never forgets.
There you go.
Right, speaking of South American football, Rivaldo, 40 years old. He has just joined Caballero in the Angolan League. He's playing in Central Africa.
Brilliant.
Apparently they're a modest team.
Well, we're not very good, really.
It's not even as if they're the big team in Angola, but second game, scored a hat-trick.
Jesus.
Still got it in a class.
I'm disappointed Jay's not here as well, because he told us all on the podcast last week that he would find out the average number of Premier League hat-tricks in each season. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you hate it when people say they're going to do something and don't? Don't you hate that, Dan? Did anyone see the Melbourne Heart highlights?
No, do you know why? Because I got home that evening. We called it on Wednesday. The show always goes up on a Thursday.
For the listeners who didn't listen last week, Dan promised that before the next show was up, he would put the Melbourne Heart highlights on the website. Were they bots?
What happens is, the show always gets put up on a Thursday lunchtime, right? However,
well, not always. Thursday evening and we're recording it now.
Well, no, this is late, right? Or Thursday, at least Thursday morning, right? So you were buggering off to New York with your missus, and so in doing that,
shame
on you. You put it up before I got home Wednesday night. When I went to put it up Wednesday night, and Mr. Jim Stables, don't put anything up.
It's what happened Monday.
Because there's been a new result. It's a new game.
You tell us about that in a minute. Right. Don't
I will.
Your
I won't.
Don't
know you know. But anyway, I knew you say that, and I had defence in my arsenal.
All right. Anything else from Mr. Cox?
I'll tell you where it's nice to go this time of year. Syria. Especially if the Syrian government are accusing Barcelona of playing in a way that highlights how to transfer arms throughout the country. Have you seen this video on YouTube? Syrian State TV.
It was highlighted in The Sun as well. I think The Sun picked up.
Yeah, it's been in a few places. Syrian State TV have accused Barcelona, namely Messi and Pedro, of playing in a way, passing the ball and dribbling to highlight how to transfer arms from Lebanon to Homs to... Basically, they put a map on the screen which follows, so Messi dribbles from Lebanon to Homs.
No.
Then passes the ball to Pedro up in the capital, who shoots and it goes to Mads. And they think genuinely. This could be a mockery of the Syrian government, but they reckon it's either been put out by people trying to make a mockery of the Syrian government in Syria.
Still looks bemused.
It's not very nice, is it?
It's not very true either, is it? Let's be completely honest.
But it's hilarious to watch.
Fantastic.
Any more?
I have, but I'll leave them.
Yeah, well, we'll come back. Mr. Miller.
What are we doing for
you? Put loads on the website again this week, didn't you, as well?
No, it was Stuart Hall.
Oh, no, it was Stuart Hall.
I couldn't believe it.
Paper, scissors, stones. Deciding on a free kick. And what was the other one? Oh, the guy dived.
Yeah, and then he just shanked his free kick to still apologise.
Yeah, these videos are all on the website at the moment. Yeah, I did like that one. I put one up this morning as well. John Sitton, the old Leighton Orient manager. Have you seen this yet?
Yeah.
The team talk. Have a look on it. I won't say anymore. Just go on it. It's a team talk from 1994. It's absolute genius.
If you're at work, listen through your headphones.
Yeah, he sacks one player and he offers two more out.
Yeah.
He sacks a player. He sacks a player at half time in a change room. It's genius.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Go on there and have a look. Right, any more?
Team GB kit has just been brought out.
Hannah Deodorant.
Stella McCartney did design that, didn't she?
Is that a wind-up?
No, Stella McCartney.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Well, that's not the football kit. The football kit's been out for months.
So what's that then?
It's like a sort of bluish. It's not great. It looks like
No, what's that? That's what they're going to run in and stuff in.
This is what they're going to run in that's been released today.
Oh, okay.
The football kit came out months ago.
Yeah, I thought I saw that.
I thought this was the new. And then why? Then it's not. Then why is what's his face?
Rodwell.
That picture's been out for months, Rodwell.
No, it's a new one. It's a new kit. That's the whole controversy about today.
They've replaced the original kit they brought out with a new one.
Yes.
Ridiculous. Who do you think they are? Man United.
Yeah, the original was like a prototype, and now this is the actual one.
Christ.
This is the
boring.
This is the whole point. That's like what they brought out. It's not
Olympic.
Boring.
What?
It's the Olympic. Yeah.
Prototype.
It is. I hate the Olympics.
Anyway, so that's another one. One other one. Wayne Rooney, child beater.
Yes. Well, sure. Sure. You sent me this today. Why were you not going to say it yourself?
Go on, Dan.
Alright, so at the
did he actually break the kid's wrist?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right, so it was at the game last week. Where was Wolves game last week. Massive Man United fan, right? Little kid, 9 years old I think he was, has gone to his first game, right? And his favourite player, Wayne Rooney, right, he's sat in the front row. And as they're warming up, Hernandez, Rooney, they're all having pots of goal in the warm-up. Rooney's tonked one that's gone wide, and this little kid...
Is he definitely a Man United fan?
Yeah.
How wide has it gone? Were they behind the goal?
He was sat in the Wolves' end.
Well, then he deserved it.
No, hang on.
Sorry.
Right. So,
how old is he?
So, about nine.
He don't mean his wrist anyway then, does he?
It'll be fine.
He's dead straight for him.
Experimented at that age. Right, anyway, so Rooney's tonked the ball, right? It's missing.
All complaints to at Simon Head.
The little kid's put his hand up to block the ball, and it's broken his wrist. So he sat uncomfortable for a little bit. And then they ended up having to leave just before half time, go to A&E, and it's confirmed it's a clean break of his wrist.
Ooh.
But I've just seen about an hour ago.
He tweeted, didn't he?
Wayne Rooney did tweet that he apologises, because he obviously didn't realise at all. Apologise to the kids and to make sure he sends them a signed t-shirt and a get well soon card.
What I like most about Rooney's apology was he said, if I did break a kid's wrist, as if this kid's making up, and he's like, well, fine, I don't think I did, but if I did, sorry. He sounds like Kenny Dalglish.
Doing a very good job at Liverpool at the moment.
He's doing a great job.
One win in about 86.
We've got to mention Carlos Tevez, haven't we?
No, we don't.
He actually looked a lot fitter than I thought.
He looked sharp.
He showed a good little bit of pace on the left-hand side.
He had
a nice tan, but that's...
Bear in mind the photos of him when he first came back. He looked like a pot-bellied dwarf.
He did. With a dodgy beard and all.
He's done very well. I've got a little bit of news. I don't know if you know this, Sean. Jacob Ball.
Yeah, Jacob Ball, yeah.
Yep. Hello, chaps. I'm Jake, one of Sean's good friends, and wanted to write a quick email to say
thank you. How's it going?
I've been travelling the world for the past 10 months now, and as a result, I've had to sacrifice not only leaving Trinity Mirror, but also my number one passion in life, football. I'm an avid West Ham fan, season ticket holder since age of six, blah. It gets a bit boring here, Jake, I've got to be honest. Blah, blah, blah. Ever since I was introduced to the podcast around 2 months ago, I've looked forward to Friday morning so I can download your 40 minutes of football chat. Believe me, over here in New Zealand, it's very rare to find Kiwis who like football. And for some reason, if they do, they support Arsenal. Fuck knows why. Yeah. I've been telling them they should be following Winston Reid's team. What's that about?
West Ham.
Winston Reid?
Yeah. Kiwi.
He was great at the World Cup and then rubbish in the Premier League.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm spreading the word all the time. It's not the same. Your podcast has been a breath of fresh air and brought back the element of footy banter that I missed from back home. Oh, keep up the good work.
Is that our first bit of fan, mate?
Much appreciated. 12,000 miles away.
Oh, God, JP boy.
That's all. Wipe our mouths. No,
and that was lovely. Yeah. So, and he says cheers and up the Hammers. Not sure about the Hammers beer, but I did say that. I emailed him back and said thanks very much. Glad it's appreciated. And I said we mentioned it. So, Jacob Ball, that was your moment.
I can't believe it. Our fan mail. We normally just get abuse.
Yeah, this is true. Look on iTunes, check our reviews. There's some absolutely astonishing reviews on iTunes. The fact that we call it the pubcast and we're in a pub chatting, people are talking about like the sound quality and just a bunch of no marks that don't know anything. We know that.
Don't pretend to.
We don't think we know anything. We know we know bugger all. Talking of which. Pubcast question of the week. Burning question. If it was Groundhog Day, which game or which day as a football fan would you like to relive over and over?
This is for you, Jake Ball. Playoff final, Palace West Ham 2004. Neil Shipley sending it in from 3 yards.
Weren't a great goal though, was it? Weren't a great brilliant. Game either.
Terrible I love game. The fact that the best he's got is the playoff final.
Yeah. Alright, come on. I have to say, to be fair.
Hang on, I'm taking complete issue with what you've just said. I don't think, as a Spurs fan, I don't think you've probably ever experienced the drama and emotion of a playoff final, mate.
Well, I'm going for the 1999 League Cup, Alan Nielsen. That's what he's going to say.
Wow. Mr. Coxon, that's fair, Sean. Yeah. Totally agree with that.
I have to say first, if that day was played over and over again, London would be robbed of one of its best cab drivers in Neil Shipley.
So, oh, yeah.
Biggest cab drivers.
You've been sitting in a cab these days.
Oh, I don't know. Sorry, Steve, I've just sorted issue of the paper.
Managing Chatham FC or something.
God knows. He was born in Chatham.
Yeah.
As days go, England 6 Jamaica 0 the 3rd of June 2006 was great, and the 2nd of December 2006
was that when Peter Crouch did the old we thought we were going to win the World Cup, didn't we? I was at that game.
Jamaica, come on.
I thought we had won the World Cup.
World beaters.
Drunk.
December the 2nd 2006, beating Middlesbrough 2-1, great day, but they weren't football reasons. Best footballing day, 21st of May 2008, Manchester United 1 Chelsea 1, John Terry falling on his arse, Nicholas Anelka bottling it, winning on penalties.
What month was it?
Brilliant.
May. I think you said June for some reason.
No.
So, alright, European Cup, also a rubbish game. It's going
for me.
Mine would be 2-1s. The first one would be when Michael Owen scored against Argentina in 98.
Okay.
I know we didn't go on to win the game, but that moment was a history-making moment of England's. And I think it's one of the only ones in my lifetime that I would always remember and would always be looked at with fond memories.
Yeah.
My dad's got other ones, like my dad was alive when the World Cup was one, so that would be one of his. John Barnes scoring against Brazil as well, the goal that everyone still goes on about. But that goal against Argentina was phenomenal, and I will never forget where I was when I saw that. Club-wise, Gillingham beat Swindon a couple of years ago. It's the first game of the season. You know, first games of the season when the sun's out and you've got that optimism that things could go your way.
We're playing blind optimism.
Blind optimism. And this is a case in point. It's lovely and sunny. 12 o'clock kick-off, brought forward on police advice because we don't like Swindon. And we beat them 5-0. Simeon Jackson scored a hat-trick. That game was just the best that any game could go. And we went down that season in the end, so it tells you all you need to know.
Side note, though, quick one. Swindon lost. Right, that's a bit of news.
Yeah, well, they won a game, though.
They did win a game, but they actually lost.
They did. They lost that crew, who were absolutely flying. But then they won again on Tuesday night, so they're now 7 points clear at the top.
And they've just signed John Bostock from Spurs.
Yes.
Really? Which is a great signing for them.
Is it really?
Yeah.
He's been great. He should have stayed with Cubbies.
Yeah,
he's still a kid, but it could be a great signing for him anyway.
On loan or permanent?
On loan, for the rest of the season.
Stuart, Groundhog Day. Last night?
Yes, it's up there. I'd probably say, I think it was 1-1 in the away leg, the home leg for the playoff semi-final against Oldham.
Oh yeah, Paul Furlong scored
quite late on.
That was in 2003, 2002.
2002, 2003 I think,
yeah.
That or away at Watford last season when it was confirmed that if we didn't have a points deduction, we'd be going up automatically and won the title, etc.
Wouldn't you rather just have a Groundhog era and just have the Jerry Francis era over and over again?
If I could. Well, about the time when I first sent you that photo of Jerry Francis looking splendid on the QPR pitch, that would just be over and over again.
It did look splendid.
Mr. Silva, last one to go. Make it a good one.
Well, international, we're going to do that. You've thrown it in there. International with David Beckham scoring the free kick against Greece.
Yes.
Okay. I was an unbelievable
epic
moment. And yeah, the passion and everything, fantastic. As a Spurs fan, being at the game was the 9-1 against Wigan a few seasons ago. That was unbelievable to be there for that.
Yeah.
Not being at the game was the late winner at Man City to clinch Champions League for the first time. That was pretty special.
Who scored? Was it Crouchy?
Crouchy,
like
that,
yeah.
That was pretty special.
All right, cool. We move on. Melbourne Heart, Dan.
Right. I thought before I give the update,
got a bit out of my pint.
No, I threw a bit in there, Sean. Sorry about that.
before I give the update, we're going to have a special guest soon, aren't we?
We are. Well remembered, actually.
We're going to have a special guest soon. We are. We're Jess Martin, who is part of at
FFDM.
The football fans down under. Yeah, at Gore Jess is her Twitter account. I like how she did that. G-O-U-R Jess, Gore Jess.
Clever.
Yeah, she's going to be joining us next month, I think it is.
April sometime, yeah. Apparently she's going to nail through the beers. I don't think she knows. We do ours in a lunchtime at work, so... Yeah.
Well, maybe. Why don't we do an evening one?
Yeah,
let's do an evening one. Let's change it up
and actually
have some beers and do it properly.
Bless her. She won't be there, but...
No, but apparently she wants at least 8 pints.
Well, let's do that then.
I think we should have an evening one.
We probably could. Yeah, and she'll be up for that as well.
Yep.
Yeah, no, well remembered though. Hey, I'm impressed with that.
Yeah.
I'm going for a week. Someone else hold the fort for a minute, yeah?
All right, mate. Well, so Melbourne Heart, boy, you get... Right, so, basically, it's great news.
Yeah?
It's great news.
Well, I like to hear.
They've drawn... Well...
Any highlights?
Yeah.
Have they got a new sponsor like Liverpool are saying that's the trophy?
No. But they drew 2-2 with Sydney FC last week, right? Which basically, mathematically, confirms their place in the top six, which means they're in the finals, which is fucking brilliant. However, some of you might... I'm probably going to get a load of stick for this, and a load of... I like to think myself as quite good with numbers, right?
Yeah.
So what I don't understand, I've got the league table in front of me. Melbourne Heart are fifth on 36 points.
Yeah.
Newcastle Jet are sixth on 35 points. And Sydney FC are seventh on 35 points.
Well, Melbourne Heart high because they have more points than.
Right. There's one game left.
Yeah. How are they?
What happened? I don't understand. If Sydney and Newcastle win,
Sydney and Newcastle playing each other.
Fuck me, Sean Miller. That could well be it.
Yeah.
That could well be it.
But could one of them still not get to 38 points and overtake Melbourne Heart?
Yeah, yeah. But then sixth place is fine.
Oh, that's fine. Oh. Yeah.
That, do you know what, Sean Millie? I was looking at that earlier thinking, there's two teams still to go above them. How's that work? Do you know what? Yeah, I knew I'd get a load of stick for that. Well played. But even so, that means that if they're playing Adelaide United in the last game, they need to lose. If they lose 8-0, they won't make the playoffs. However, so the chances are Melbourne Heart are
anyway,
as good as.
That sorted that then, Sean.
Is that? Yeah, thanks. Wasn't quite sure. I mean, they're taking this with full gusto down in Melbourne because they're the only Victoria side to make the playoffs.
Excellent.
And they're having a
still talking about their one off.
Yeah. Why wouldn't we be? They've made the playoffs.
Oh, they've been
made the playoffs.
No.
Right.
It matter.
Final. There's one game left. We've worked it out.
Been like a maths lesson. But
so you were wrong last week.
No, I was right.
Oh, okay.
No. So there's one game left. They need to lose 8-0. If they lose 8-0 against Adelaide, who are in last place, then they won't make the playoffs.
Okay.
Second to last place. But yeah, they're the only team in Victoria that have made it through to the finals. So the whole of Victoria are getting behind the state of Victoria, if you didn't know that, is one of the states of Australia. And their representation.
When you say state of Victoria, I just think Beckham, stick thin. Proper state.
No, it is a state at all. But no, they're having a representative that's going to be celebrated on the reception steps of the Parliament House in Victoria on Monday. The Minister for Sport and Recreation gave a big old speech. They're having a great big celebration looking to the finals.
When's the next game then?
Good question.
They've still got a play out.
They've got one game this weekend.
Yeah.
They can't, as long as they don't lose 8-0, they're all right.
Perfect.
And I've got to say, our mate Eli Babadge scored again this week. He can't stop scoring.
Since you've learned how to pronounce his name, he's doing all right.
I know. So basically, bloody congratulations. 2 years old, Melbourne Heart. and they're in the playoffs.
As you said last week, fantastic that we chose them to follow, I think. So next week, come back to us, Belmoshny, and also let us know when the games are and what the format is and stuff like that. Thank you very much, sir.
No problem.
Mr. Coxon, we move on. True or false?
True or false.
And there is a prize this week.
No.
Shall I get the prize?
Yeah.
It's really wonderful. Exciting.
Carry on.
It's about as exciting as a review of Melbourne Heart's performance for the week, I would say.
That's pretty bloody exciting.
Exactly.
pretty damn exciting. That's amazing. It's a one-legged poodle.
It was a proper poodle. It's an animal balloon, everyone, ladies and gentlemen.
Not an actual one-legged poodle. That'd be sad.
as I always say, you cut a dog's leg off, it's still a dog. As I always say.
That's what Paul McCartney said.
Yeah. Oh, he's certainly saying that now.
Yeah.
Right, March the 20th this week, the birthday of Paul Merson, Jesper Olsen, Thomas Kuschak, Joe, and my dad Eddie Coxon.
Happy birthday, Eddie.
Hang on, didn't you say March the 20th?
March 20th.
Doesn't matter, does it?
That's not today's date.
No, it's not. It's never today's date. It's a day in the week. It could be any day, Dan.
Look there, he was ready for that, wasn't he? He was really ready for that.
It's the day of the podcast.
No, it's not. I've never done it for the day of the
podcast. Why not? That's what you're supposed to do.
No, it's not. I just pick a day of the week.
Stop it.
It's my bit. I get to choose.
Mr. Coxon, continue. Mr. Silverman,
shut up. It's also Fernando Torres's birthday.
Sorry, can I just say, why have you drawn the eyes of the poodle on its ears?
Well, no. All right, carry on. I got accused of this in the office. Challenge
poodle. That's definitely
carry
his
on.
Ears.
Carry on.
Right. Fernando Torres' birthday. What a present for him, scoring twice.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's my question.
Leicester.
And it's about superstitions.
Right.
Right.
Fernando Torres always steps on the pitch with his right foot first.
Okay.
Or Fernando Torres always insists on being the first player when he's taking kickoffs, the one that kicks it, in order to be involved in the game from the start.
It's his right foot on the pitch first.
I'll go with that as well.
Right foot on the pitch, I think. Kickoff.
It is right foot on the pitch first.
I read that before, yes!
But it's not very fun when Dan lets everyone else know the answer.
No, I was just being confident.
Yeah, but you've got people you're competing against.
They didn't have to go with me.
And right. Now we've got a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Now we've got a tiebreaker to see who wins the prize.
It's a snake. It's a snake. It's still a snake. I've messed it up a little bit.
It's a snake.
It's more of a snake now than a poodle.
Who's going to win this snake? The question is, on Monday, March the 20th.
It's like a cobra. It's got like a...
Listen.
Hang on. Monday, March the 20th.
It was Monday.
It was Tuesday.
Tuesday, March the
20th. Winner! You win the snake.
Yes!
Sorry, Dad. Sorry. How old was Eddie Coxon?
Oh, that's a great tiebreaker question.
58.
58 for Sean.
How old are you, Coxon?
I'm 24 years old.
Oh, hang on. Sean didn't get a chance to...
Well, he should have done
it.
He
didn't
know how old he is.
54.
I'm 24 years old.
I reckon your dad was a bit of a lad, so I'm going to go with 43.
34. I thought you were going to say 16 or something.
Go on.
No, he's not going to be 16 now, is he?
Yeah. 53.
Well, I can tell you my dad was not a bit of a lad. He was 27 years old when I was born, therefore he was 52, which means Stuart Hall was...
Congratulations.
Oh dear.
That's the best snake impression you've ever done to me, Sue. Thank you very much. One last thing. Player spotted Lee Curtin washing a tramp's glass eye in a self-made puddle of Sprite. More like that. Go to @playersspotted.
It's
Coxon off. Coxon is off.
Without even saying goodbye.
He didn't say goodbye.
He just legged it.
I very rarely say goodbye.
He was waiting for his crowning moment of glory, wasn't he? And it came.
Leave it.
Right, get in touch with us. Email us banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. Facebook, we are at facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. Follow us on Twitter @footballpodcast. Most importantly, visit the site. This show will be up there on Thursday evening. Got all those vlogs that we talked about earlier, plus there's going to be a few more this week.
It'll be a bit later on because we'll have to play a bit of footy now, aren't
we? We are playing a bit of football, yeah. We are going to play a bit of fives tonight, which would be nice. As always, complaints to
@SimonHead.
@SimonHead. Most important thing to worry about that. We're off to play a game of football.
Enjoy.
Take care.
Yeah. Good night.
Right. One more here, or should we get off?
No,
football! Never mind.
Football!
We shouldn't have enough. Yeah, true.
Good night.